The Bird Show.
All right, in just a couple of seconds, we're going to get Beth on the phone here, who says that she needs a karma cleanse. If anybody needs a karma cleanse, it's Cassie.
Yeah.
But she feels like she's in the same category, so let's see what her game plan is in just a second. Hey, I wanted to address one thing really, really quickly. And I addressed it before it even came out. And I'm starting to get a lot of DMs now about the bonus content that we put out on Monday. And I warned you guys that I got very heated about a topic that I brought to the table. And at the time, I didn't understand why internally, why I was so upset about this one topic, which is competitive sex is really what they're calling it now. And I brought it to the table, and Cassie and I had a heated, more heated on my end than it was Cassie's end, for sure. Heated debate where we both took kind of different sides on the whole thing. And the thing that I'm not proud of, and I said this also the other day, is I agree. I have a reason for why I backed my side of this debate. And I'm not backing down from that. The thing that I am upset about is that I lost my cool during the debate, you know, and here I have been saying now years and years and years that when people are trying to talk about very significant things that are going on in their world, you got one set of people that aren't listening anymore, man. It's your way or no way. And you are debating to win, or, and you're not listening to the other person. So the DMs that I got, either supporting or not supporting, are inconsequential. Some of them were quite insulting, actually. There was one that said, clearly, here is another example of how you don't like Cassie. That is not the case at all.
I would argue the opposite, actually. I think that when you're very comfortable with someone, you feel like you can be your more authentic self. I take it as a compliment.
Yeah, when I got heated, it had nothing to do with Cassie whatsoever. Mm-hmm. It had to do with everything with my own background, which I explain in a second part of the bonus that I think we added this week also, Cass?
Yes.
All right, which we talked about on the air, but it explained why I lost my S during that whole thing. And I felt really, really bad about it. And thankfully, I had a therapy session that was all lined up that day anyway. So don't get it all twisted. I am not changing my position. I feel strongly about this for obvious reasons. What I wanted to make clear was that is not the way to have a debate or a discussion about something that you don't agree with somebody on.
And we didn't have to post it. Like
I had thoughts about it. Yeah, like, I'm like, I'm so embarrassed. Yeah, I lost it.
That's what I'm saying. We didn't have to post it, but we did. And it would have been different if you would have been indignant. And like, you know, when Cassie called you out for like low key coming after her, and then you stopped and you recognized, oh my God, I'm attacking her and I need to back down. And then you apologized and you recognized that. Like this would be a completely different story if you didn't take accountability and you didn't apologize. You didn't recognize, oh, I'm like, this is not who I want to be. This is not who I want to communicate. Like, you got heated, you made a mistake, you owned up to it, and you learn and you move on.
You apologized so profusely. And honestly, like, I don't even think it was worth an apology. I just so like, oh, okay, yeah, let's reframe how we're talking about it. Like,
it's just not the way that I choose to talk to anybody that I respect, even people I don't respect. I don't want to talk to them like that. So again, I apologize, and don't get it twisted. I love Cassie. I really do. She and I are very, very different when it comes to a lot of political issues and a lot of social issues also. That doesn't mean I don't like... Here's part of the problem with the country right now is, and I've said this before, and it was such a great observation that somebody else made that I have stolen, is back in the day, you used to be able to debate somebody and then go your separate ways and go, I still love that person, we just don't agree. Now you don't agree and then you hate. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, you can't have that person in your life anymore because their opinion makes a statement about you if they're in your circle. And I don't believe that at all.
And I think, too, you know, I think that conversation illustrated perfectly how different perspectives, like from childhood onward throughout your life, develop how you view things as a human being. You have a very unique perspective based on your childhood and your dad that you went into that I don't have. And that's why we see it differently. And I don't think it means either of us is right or wrong. It's just different, and that's cool. And I actually value the fact that I've heard your perspective, because I would have never known looking at it through that lens had we not had that conversation.
Thank you. And thank you for giving me that big old hug after I like
it. I love you, man.
I love you too. Where can people find the bonus?
They can go to theburtshow.com to sign up for bonus BS.
All right. Beth here thinks that she needs a karma cleanse and she got an idea. Hey, Beth.
Hey there. Thank you so much.
Okay. What's going wrong? Why do you feel like you need a karma cleanse?
Well, life has just been kind of beating me down lately, and I think like a karma cleanse is going to be the reset that I need. Just like start with a fresh blank page in front of me.
Okay, what's been going wrong?
Oh, I mean, where do I start? I am chronically single. My last date, Venmo requested $4. For the one taco I ate.
No way.
Not the singular taco.
That is classy.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Are you serious?
Thank God you didn't get extra meat.
Was it crunchy or soft?
Crunchy. Maybe that offended him. I don't know. I had 3 car accidents, fender benders, but still, in the last 6 months, 3. Mm. And, my phone fell in the toilet. Twice.
Oh, that is the worst.
It's such a, like, you can't, there's not enough disinfectant in the world.
Nope.
It's like slow motion. I had one fall out of my pocket and it landed on the toilet seat and it just spun and I was like, no. And it splash fell in.
Okay.
Well, the second time mine fell in, it wasn't even my toilet.
Oh, God.
I'm still going in.
Even if it ain't your toilet.
It would take a porta potty.
Ain't no way.
Damn, I'm losing a phone.
if you try to dive into a porta potty, we're losing you.
I'm not even putting my hand in there.
Those things are deep.
Send like scuba divers search and rescue.
Ain't no way.
All right, so these are adding up. What else?
I got selected for jury duty.
Oh, congrats. No. Congrats.
Well, it depends on the case. Sometimes it's fun to sit in on
this
those.
This is your duty as an American. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling that. And, I guess that the topper is a bird pooped on me.
Mm. That's good luck, ain't it?
It's supposed to be.
That's what people say to make themselves feel better.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's Germ City. Isn't there some kind of bird poop going around? Anyways, it happened inside.
A bird pooped on you inside?
Yeah, I was in the Home Depot Garden Center.
Oh, yeah, that can't be good luck.
Out of all the ones, a bird finding you when you are inside.
That is bad.
That is, the universe is out for you. I understand why you want the karma cleanse.
All right, so what is your idea to go ahead and cleanse your karma?
Well, I've been forced to do some reflecting, and there are 3 people that I would like to publicly apologize to that I just I realized I've wronged them in the past.
Okay.
All right. So you feel like by coming clean on the air, taking ownership, accountability, responsibility, all those fun words, coming clean on the air, this will be your karma cleanse, and birds will stop pooping on you.
Inside.
That is the hope. Yes, that's my hope.
Okay. All right. So the idea here, once again, would be to what? To totally cleanse yourself.
Yeah. I mean, that's why they call it coming clean, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the idea would be to read or write a letter to those in your past.
Yeah, exactly.
Both?
On air for everyone to hear.
Okay, sure. I think we got to do this, though. If you're going to do it on the show, then I think you have to agree also to send them your words in an email because they may or may not hear it. Yeah, you're putting it into the universe, but you know what will really get your results is if they see it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can agree to that, then I think we go for it.
Oh, I mean, that's fair.
If you're going in, let's go in.
You are a dirty girl right now. You want to get clean, yes or no?
I know. I do. I wasn't expecting you to hold me that accountable, but that's real. So, okay.
Okay. So you read the letter, and then you send the letter to the person that you're trying to get the karma cleanse from.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go. Let's go. You got the first one ready to go?
I do. Yeah, I have one to my college roommate, Jess.
Okay. All right, before you read the letter, can you give us just a quick reason why you wrote this one specifically for Jess?
It's about her cat. Junior year of college, Jess, my roommate, went home for a long weekend, and I was going to watch her cat, Mr. Pickles, and like I helped with him some, so no big deal. But I threw a party that weekend and left the patio door open. And I know. So Mr. Pickles was out the door.
I'm out.
And you never found Pickles again?
Like I said, this is a cleanse. I didn't behave well. I didn't call Jess because I was like, he'll get hungry, right? And I didn't even really look for him because he'll get hungry, right? And I was kind of panicking, and then Jess gets back, and I told her Mr. Pickles must have slipped out when Jess, the roommate's boyfriend, came over to grab his laptop.
Oh, so you put it on the boyfriend.
Ooh!
Yeah, I did. And Jess and I, like, were hanging up missing posters, the cat's picture, and I was fully seeming to be heartbroken. And then, you know, because I blamed Jess's boyfriend, when Mr. Pickles didn't turn up, the roommate just broke up with him.
Damn.
Only did you lose Jess's cat, but you caused her to end the relationship by blaming her boyfriend for said lost cat.
I mean, I there's no justification, I know that, but I really did, in my dumb college brain, think that I've never had a cat growing up. I thought he'd get hungry and come back. I mean, it was dumb, but that's why I need the cleanse, right?
Well, since we're talking about karma, I can tell you what happened. Mr. Pickles passed away and came back as a bird in Home Depot.
Reincarnated makes sense.
As a pooping inside bird.
I mean, the bird did have similar coloring to Mr. Pickles.
All right, so let's read this email. What do you got?
Okay, fully ready to be judged. All right. Dear Jess, there's something I've been holding on to, and it's time that I finally come clean. You deserve the truth, even if it's way overdue and painful to admit. This is about Mr. Pickles. Junior year, you went home for that long weekend, and you asked me to watch him. And you trusted me with Mr. Pickles, and I messed up badly. I threw a party that weekend, and it got crowded, and I got distracted, and the patio door was left open, and Mr. Pickles must have slipped out. And instead of taking responsibility, I told you Mr. Pickles must have gotten out when your boyfriend came over to grab his laptop. I let you blame him. I let you break up with him over it. I know how much you loved Mr. Pickles. He was your baby. And I failed him, and I failed you. And to make matters even worse, I ruined your relationship. I can't undo what I did, and I don't expect forgiveness, but I needed you to finally know the truth. I've carried this guilt with me for years, and I've never stopped thinking about that weekend and how one really, really bad choice spiraled into something completely awful. I'm so sorry, Jess, for losing your cat, for lying to your face, and for letting someone else take the fall. You did not deserve that, and neither did Mr. Pickles. Sincerely, Beth.
I did not see the Mr. Pickles incident end up in tears. I did not. But this guilt that you've been holding on to all these years. In this case, I'm really hoping she hears this more than us having to find her email and you sending it, because she'll realize how serious you are about it, you know?
I mean, I want to change.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well,
start somewhere.
So Tommy's going to try to find, you're going to give Tommy the information of the people that you're writing letters to. He's going to try to find their emails, and we will put in your letter, and we'll also put in a link to this on the podcast. That way she can hear the sincerity. Cause I agree with Bert. It's one thing to read it. It's another thing to hear it. And she can hear the sincerity in your voice. Now, Abby, as the resident cat lady, mm-hmm. are you forgiving Beth?
On behalf of cat moms everywhere, we're thinking about it. That's all you can ask. We're going to meow about it. That's all you can ask.
All right, Beth. So that's going to be letter one. Tommy will find the email address and we will send it out. You have another letter tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Do you want to tell us now what that one is about tomorrow?
Okay. I mean, since I'm coming clean, I have to apologize to my former coworker for destroying her designer purse. And it wasn't exactly an accident.
Okay. Oh, right. All right. Ooh. All right. We got a week ahead of us.
Hey, but at least it's an inanimate object this time.
Right. Yeah.
It's not alive.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
You got that going.
All right. We will talk to you tomorrow, Beth.
I can't thank you enough for giving me this opportunity. Thank you.
All right. We will get this rectified. Mr. Pickles will, his death will not, will be, what's the word I'm looking for?
We have to avenge Mr. Pickles.
Mr. Pickles.
What kind of landing was that?
We will avenge Mr. Pickles.
He face planted.
The Bert Show.